IC store for details.
I was just looking. We were talking about gossip earlier on this morning. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Maria Shriver. I don't think anything has changed. There's nothing. There's no new reality to that. There are a lot of people who are trying to make some hay on this. Again, not unlike what we were saying before, how much of our reality is based on the kinds of things that are salacious and have nothing to do. I mean, it depends on. I grew up as a news guy. I reported on the news. I ran a newsroom. I have I did pretty much everything there is to do in this business. And I find it, I guess at this point in time, it's not that I'm giving up or giving over. I just find it interesting to the point of amusement, to the point of distraction as to how much stuff comes out of the speakers or the screens or even is in print that overshadows things that are really important. And you can say, okay, well, what's your definition? How do you decide what's important? Well, the number one story, it seems to me today, that is hard news is the reality in Joplin, Missouri, where the tornado death toll has now hit either 89 or 90 over the weekend.
Yeah.
Joplin and all the weather people are there reporting on this, and you can see it on the Weather Channel, and you know, you can actually go to YouTube and see some of the homemade videos that are there. This twister that went through. We've had, I think somebody said 149 tornadoes. There were 80 of them in 1 week. There have been hundreds of them apparently, but they're of significance. Hundreds of them, and 140 or so of them have been significant. And they sort of went away for 3 or 4 weeks. We had them early in the season. And then they've sort of popped back up again. And the worst one was in Joplin, Missouri this past weekend. Sort of moves up and around. I remember going through when I was driving across in April from California back to Boston and went through Missouri right after a twister had gone. I was like 40 miles away from it and had gone down through through Missouri and Arkansas and down into Louisiana. But the weather in this whole area from Chicago down, take a swath that's 400 miles wide in either direction, on either side of the Mississippi, and the weather has been more than distracting, been disastrous this year. Why is it? Yeah, maybe this is the guy that was predicting the apocalypse. Say it again, Doug.
The apocalypse.
That too. All right? And that didn't happen. But this, in some people's minds, is just as bad. The end of the world. For how many people whose homes were completely destroyed?
Sure, it's devastating.
Have any insurance? This is, if you look at some of the videos.
Well, weather is just that.
Right.
We say you can predict the weather, but you can't. Weather is the weather, and it's been this way forever, and it will be. You never know what's coming.
It's part of what the planet is all about.
That's it.
And it's what made the planet flourish, and it's a pox, if you will. Well, I said to Richie earlier this morning, 14 days without sunshine here in eastern central Massachusetts.
It's so funny that what we consider inconvenient for us is actually healthy for the planet, like fires.
Right. Fires clean things up. Yep.
It's how the planet stays alive, and it's how it regenerates. But yet for us, it's an inconvenience.
Right. But that's the real news story. I think that is the news story, the real news story of the day, not the gossipy who won what award last night or the Billboard thing or you know, what happened to the zombie apocalypse? What is it with that word in me? Apocalypse. I've never said, I can't remember ever the first time reading it through that I said it right in my life. I would say apocalypse for whatever the reason. That movie, Scorsese did, Apocalypse Now with Martin Sheen. Anyway, the weather is number one. Now, how may we help you and not be misleading or misguiding you? I have a number of experts that appear on this program, and one of them is Pam Popper, who I found, I don't know, a month or so ago, promoting a movie called Forks Over Knives, And it's basically an overview of eating well versus what happens if you don't. The things that lead to having a longer life. I'm all about that, and helping you is what I'm all about. So Pam will join us in a minute here on Good Day.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook, the trending stories. I guess that as far as trending is concerned, there's a lot of interest in the American Idol thing and the end of the season, the television season. Top 10 end of the world prophecies also getting some action there, Richie. One of the things that always gets attention on this program is our devotion to helping you be healthy. And from time to time, I find people that I find extraordinarily inspirational. And Pam Popper is one of those people that I came across in her talking about this movie that she was promoting, Forks Over Knives. But we got into a discussion, and it led to me thinking it would be good for us to spend some time together every week to help you get from her perspective why it is important to eat a particular, I don't know if type of food is right. I'm not sure, Pam, that's about types of food. It's more an intellectual connection with the good, the bad, and the ugly. The Wellness Forum, Pam's the executive director of Wellness Forum in Columbus, and they're all about trying to prevent. This is, see, the thing that the movie underscores is either you prevent the things from happening to you by taking advantage of the knowledge that's there on eating and enjoying food, the good food, or after prevention is not a possibility anymore, you got to go under the knife or you die, one or the other, right?
Well, I think that if you died, it would be over. And I hate to sound mercenary about it, but that would almost be better than what some people endure. I mean, I watched this with my own mother, who has just abused herself with food and, you know, all the stuff you're not supposed to do for years. And I look at her life right now, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody. And I certainly hope that I don't spend 15 minutes that way, let alone 20 years. And the reality is that in this country, we have enough machinery and drugs to keep you alive for a very long time. But unfortunately, the quality of life that many of our people in this country have is not very good as they age.
Well, one of the things that's misunderstood, and I don't know if it's been misrepresented, I remember vividly Bill Clinton talking about how, and Obama's done the same thing. I don't know whether Bush did or not. He wasn't clued in too much. I paid little attention to what he had to say, and I don't pay much attention to most of these guys. But when Bill Clinton said we had the best, we had the best health service or health care. That may be, but it's misconstrued. It isn't about healthy individuals. We do not have the healthiest population. As a matter of fact, I think we're either 39th or 49th on a list of 194 countries around the world as far as our overall longevity and health and stuff. So it may be we have the best machinery. We may have the best intellectual knowledge about how to fix things, but we sure as heck are not healthy.
No, we're not. I've always said this. I think that in America, we have the best system for treating trauma and emergency. And I've said this many times. If I'm in an accident and my guts are splattered all over the street, don't call an herbalist. Get me to the hospital where they have the best diagnostic techniques and surgery. And that's where we really shine. But when it comes to treating common degenerative conditions, which is what costs 75% of our healthcare expense, goes for that kind of condition.
So,
we're doing terribly.
Let me ask you, Pam, why is it that women live longer than men? Is there a nutritional side to that? You hear from people all the time, all right, the women aren't under as much stress. Well, that's not true because there are more women have more heart attacks now than men do. So, but they still live longer. Are women smarter about what they eat than men are?
I think they do tend to be more health conscious. I think women will take, in some respects, they will take better care of themselves than men. They will be more inclined to go to a doctor when something is wrong than men, who will often put it off. But having said that, women, in my opinion, are the victims of some of the worst things in medicine, which is the diagnosis of what I call pseudo disease. We're treating people for stuff they don't have, diagnostic tests that are completely useless, like the DEXA scan.
Yeah.
You know, so in their visits to the doctor, which are sometimes warranted because of a symptom, they often become the victims. They almost always actually become the victims of a lot of useless testing and treatment.
So you're a person, you're described as a naturopath. But
a recovering naturopath, I always tell people. I show up every day at work and I try to forget everything I learned in school so I can actually help people.
Well, but this speaks to, again, how you blend things. I have a lot of friends. My friend Ken Kronhaus, who spends time with us on the air here, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Andrea Metcalf, all these people get us focused on our health and fitness. And one of the things that all of them will admit, but to varying degrees, that as you just suggested, if you need a doctor, if you're in an accident or you need that kind of help, you can't not go there. It is
right.
It's taking advantage of the system and what you know, but you want to, you know, in those circumstances, you can't control what you need.
Right, exactly. And I think you bring up a really good point, and I talk about this a lot in my lectures. You know, if you have a symptom, and I don't go to doctors. Just for the record, I don't go to doctors. They scare me half to death, and I don't want to be part of what John McDougall calls the medical mill. But I'm not an idiot. I mean, if I had some unrelenting pain in my side or a headache that persisted, I would go see a doctor. And in those circumstances, you undergo whatever testing it takes to figure out what the heck is wrong.
Right.
My disagreement with all this testing is we pluck people who are perfectly healthy out of the shopping malls and from their family rooms, and we test them until we find something wrong.
Yeah. We're not interested in finding things. Well, we got to fix it before it becomes a problem. Try to fix it. Hi, Dr. Pam Popper here from the Wellness Forum.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news. Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Abuse.
Connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. It's all on the team page at DougStephan.com.
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out. With a little luck, we can lay it down. Can't you feel the town explode? There is no end to what we can do together. There is no end.
Ah. This is great stuff. Paul McCartney at Wings. Number one song during this week in 1978. A little luck. A little help from my friends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We can do it, Richie. You can help.
I still am amazed every time I hear a song from him.
Why?
How much music was in it? We talked about this a little bit last week, that most bands that have a hit have that initial album where they have all these great ideas and great songs, and they throw it all in their first album, and then have a hard time following it up. And some bands will follow it up with a second album, and great bands will follow it up with even a third and possibly a fourth. But how many of those can make 40 albums with hits on them? Like a guy like this.
Almost inconceivable.
It really is.
A little snippet of music and the soundtrack of your life for emotional purposes and a smile as well. Paul McCartney on the Good Day program. 25 after the hour. Peter Greenberg will be here in a few minutes. As you know, credit card fraud is hardly a new phenomenon, but you might be surprised to learn that 38% of credit card hacking cases involve the hotel industry.
Really?
Yeah. And that, now, one would wonder why that is. I don't know.
Just, I would think that the restaurant industry would be more of a prospect for stealing your information than the hotel industry.
Yeah, I would have thought so, too, because it's easy to make an impression. But you make the impression no matter where you are, anybody who uses a credit card, unless you were controlling it And that when I say controlling it, you put the card into the slot like at the gas pump. You put it into the machine, right. So therefore you control it, unless somebody is behind the bushes over there taking a picture of you. If you're called upon to put in your zip code or a PIN number or something, some of the cards...
And that's why I always choose credit at the pump instead of debit, so that I don't have to put
in your PIN. Right. Or some of the cards like the Shell card, I think the mobile card, some of these cards, you have to put a PIN in as well. And somebody who's watching you, unless you stand right in front of it, and who's mindful enough to do that. And the other side of that is, when we do it, we seem to be, I guess, giving into the suspiciousness of our nature. And what, the news media or the gossip media would tell us is, you know, what's going on. Fear. Look out. Somebody's going to get you. There's always somebody who's going to. And then that just, it just compounds all this stuff.
Do you cover your hands when you put your PIN in? Like let's say you get a card at the grocery store and somebody's behind you in line and you have to put your PIN in. Do you cover your hands? I use my tongue.
It's much better. That's much less obvious. Much less obvious, right, exactly. It's much more helpful. Hey, do you want to make marketing connections to...
I'm never touching one of those PIN cards
Can you imagine how gross it would be to touch it with your tongue? Text message marketing can deliver your message directly to your clients. Cell phones, great marketing tool. Would you like to learn more on a free trial you can get to market your message to your clients? Text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 313131. I love talking about this because I love the number. If you want to get a free trial on how to market to your clients, text to Doug at 313131.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Credit card fraud is hardly a new phenomenon, but you might be surprised to learn that about 38% of all credit card hacking cases actually involve hotels. The fact is, many hotels continue refusing to spend money to upgrade their computer systems against hackers. So when they swipe your credit card, the information may be there for the taking. The hackers will often rack up small charges that fall below your credit card's floor limit, so the charges don't require authorization or raise any red flags. So here's my advice. Always give the hotel a credit card, not a debit card, so your bank account is protected. Ask if their computers have either encryption or tokenization technology, which protects private information. But here's the real bottom line. It's your responsibility as the cardholder to check your statement each and every month and keep an eye out for several smaller charges. And if you do spot something, report it to your credit card company right away. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all...
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Through Monday, a lot of important things going on, and things we ought to talk about, things you ought to know about, conversation and otherwise. Some of these things you remember, some of you don't. It's okay. All makes for good conversation. A lot of people call it water cooler conversation. I always thought that was kind of trite, in fact.
Why?
Standing around the water cooler. Who does that? People bringing their coffee or tea or whatever, they sit at their desk, or they're there. Not going to the water cooler anymore.
We actually
goes
have
to
quite
the water
a few
cooler.
Conversations here in the office around the water cooler.
Yeah, but it's your water cooler is in the kitchen.
That's
where
right.
The food is.
That's
it
right.
Isn't water cooler. It's kitchen conversation, not water cooler conversation. This is kitchen conversation.
Kitchen table.
Get it ready. Get it right. Will you, Richie, please? Doug Stephan, Richie and I are here fending for ourselves today because the ladies have decided they have better things to do, which is okay. I'll remember that. Next time, I don't know why I'd remember it, but I'll get back at them somehow. I'll fix their wagons, as it were. So
whatever.
The thing that I like about DougStephan.com, if I may say so, is that we have a lot of different things there. Many of them follow what we're doing. For example, the Facebook, you follow the Good Day Show, Doug Stephan Good Day Show on Facebook. There is the I kind of got off onto the new thing last week. Arnold, some of the typical stuff, because people want to be heard in one way or another. So you can start your own thread, by the way, if you'd like to. Ask a question. Richie and I will respond to it. The video of the day today illustrates so wonderfully, makes clear in such a wonderful way how powerful the words are that you use.
What do you mean?
Well, if you go to this, there's not really any audio with this thing. I discovered this about a week ago. And there's a fellow who is, I'm going to try to describe it, fellow who is kind of a beggar sitting, he's blind, sitting on the sidewalk looking for help. And he has a sign up that using to ask people to donate to his cause, and that is to his well-being. And this lady walks by, looks at him, and looks at the cardboard sign, picks up the cardboard sign, writes something new on it. Now, this fellow, because he doesn't have his sense of sight, he is like lots of other people, has developed other senses. And so he touches this lady's shoes and therefore remembers her by the shoes. So she picks up the card anyway and writes on it something and puts it back down. She leaves, and the number of people coming by to donate to this man's well-being and cause increases torrentially. Are you watching this as I'm describing it?
I am, yeah.
All right. So you see what I'm talking about. The number and the quality and quantity of the donations he's getting is improving by leaps and bounds because of this message. Now, you don't know until the end of the video what the message is. But when you see it, you completely understand how changing the words that you use can change the world that you live in. This is such a dramatic example of that. So wonderful. I have sent this email around to hundreds of people that I know and dozens of my close friends, if I have a dozen or two or three or four dozen close friends who have come back to me and said this changed their day when they saw it. Have you gotten to the punchline yet, Richie?
I want to go back. Hold on one second. I want to see what she's saying to him. Hold on one second. Wait a minute.
She isn't saying, you can't really hear it.
Oh, when they talk to each other?
Yeah, no.
She kind of pats him on the back like you're welcome, and he's kind of thank you.
Right.
All right, I'm coming up to the punchline.
But what's on the card is the last frame of the video.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And if I say it, it ruins the premise of going to see it. Yeah. It is, but words, there is no way. You can talk about the power of muscle men and women. You can talk about the power of the sword or guns or ammunition or might making right. This is more powerful, much more powerful. And that's why I say when we kind of look at this, I am frustrated by how much we don't use words and how much we use fear and devices rather than the power of words. You know as well as I do. What's the old expression? Sticks and stones can break my bones.
And you know, one thing I've realized over the past 10 years since we've been using email and now you have Facebook and Twitter, you know, 140 characters to send your message to the world.
Yeah.
Is a lot of people really don't think about what they just, with their thumbs, they're tapping something out, and it's gone. It's sent. It's into the world forever, and you can't take it back.
No.
And you really have to think. I check, double check, and triple check before I make a post sometimes. And then sometimes I'll still go back later that day and go, you know what? I don't like it. And, you know, with Twitter, you can't take it back. With Facebook, you know, okay, I can delete it, but how many people have seen it already?
Been there.
You got to be careful.
Done that. You do have to be careful.
Got to think about it.
20 minutes for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Medicine, health, all a very important part of me helping you make your life better. And one of my partners in this, perhaps the most influential of all the people, because if nothing else, the sheer amount of time he spends on the air here with me every day, the daily dose of important medical information, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's brought to us in part by the folks who are helping you make your life better, the Body Bio Report. All you have to do is go online to bodybioreport.com to register for your report. And as we've said, Ken, over the last few weeks, a lot of people, you included, me included, some of the people on the staff, have gone to bodybioreport.com. All you have to do is enter in Dr. Ken. You'll save 20% on your order. But this is a way to sort of tune up your body. If you're taking supplements or maybe prescription drugs, this finds out what you need and what you don't need unequivocally.
Imagine no longer having to guess what supplements you need, no longer wasting money on supplements you don't need. You can go into the grocery store or your local vitamin shop and know based on your blood test exactly what your body's deficient in.
Omega-6s, omega-3s, what do you need? I found out I needed selenium. I needed a number of things. Actually, I'm looking at my report right now. I needed L-carnitine. and I needed more fish oil or evening primrose oil, and I need more vitamin D. Everybody seems to need that. But you'll find out exactly what applies to you and save a lot of money in the meantime, because you all know how expensive, how really expensive some of those supplements are. $60, $70 a bottle for maybe 100 capsules of something or other, and you may not need it. So if you go to bodybioreport.com, you'll get the information you need, truly something that'll help you be your best. Bodybioreport.com. Okay, so I'm looking at this story at DougStephan.com, Ken. I seem to be intrigued by my own website today.
Why not?
You know, that Watson computer, everybody was talking about this. Remember when it defeated the guy on Jeopardy? Or actually, there were a few players on Jeopardy that the computer...
Yeah, Ken Jennings, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, the Watson computer is answering people's questions about diseases and medicine, which I find interesting. The company says it could be suggesting diagnosis and treatment to help doctors over the next couple of years. There was a demonstration of how Watson's suggested diagnosis worked. Computer was given information about a patient, including where the patient lived. It told the patient was pregnant. It altered its treatment suggestion. I wonder what this does. Apparently, it's been fed a diet of medical textbooks and journals, training questions and answers from WebMD, that kind of stuff. So they feed this stuff into it from various places, and then it spits out what it holds. I wonder, is this too bizarre, or does this make sense?
No, it makes some sense, but it won't substitute for the physician. Working together, I think one and one sometimes can be three. And, you know, I sometimes use some of these computer programs when I have a really challenging diagnosis. And if it's used appropriately and not to substitute for the physician, sometimes it might help.
But you know as well as I do, people go to these websites all the time and
Want to do it yourself.
WebMD.
WebMD is the most dangerous website in the world.
But how is that? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
You can't walk out of WebMD and not think
you're
dying.
Let me play the devil's advocate. Dr. Ken went to school, and he got his knowledge from reading books, from listening to professors, from engaging in experiments, from going to laboratories. So what's to keep somebody like me or Rich or anybody from doing the same thing and specializing on what it might be that's bothering you or ailing you?
Because a little knowledge can be dangerous. You've heard that way too often. And because you don't have that added personal education, the bits of information that you're going to get can often send you down the wrong road. So what I'm saying is if a physician uses this together with a patient and all three get together, it might work. But when you do this on your own, you can get yourself down the road where you're really worried.
Scared to death.
Yeah. Medical expert Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We're talking about some of the things having to do with your health and well-being that appear from today's show at DougStephan.com. The Dutch Iceman, who controls his body through meditation. Do you think that you can use your mind? This guy dumps a bag of ice into the tub. And, I mean, this is kind of like people who on January 1st run out into the frozen North Atlantic and swim when the temperature of the water is 34 degrees. Normally, if you're in 34-degree water, like when the Titanic was in that water, people were dead in 20 minutes or less. So how do people talk themselves out of being, I think, in essence, being subject to what normally would knock you off?
Some have amazing powers of biofeedback. And, you know, you see him standing in this ice water.
Right.
And he must I don't think that this is trick photography.
He climbed Mount Everest wearing sandals and shorts. Got frostbite, went up to 7,400 meters before he turned around and came back again.
I wouldn't recommend this for grandma.
But, you know, you think about it a little bit.
Most of your heat, you know, comes off your hands, your neck, and your head, but he doesn't have those covered, at least in the picture that I'm looking at. And that's how sometimes people do these pictures with a bit of a trick.
Yeah.
But
so you think it's trickery?
I don't think it is. I think he may be covering up a little bit at sometimes, at some periods, but some are able to have enormous control over their autonomic nervous system and just trick the feedback that they get.
How does the autonomic system work? What is it? What? It's all the brain. Is it the rear? What part of the brain is it that controls your heartbeat, for example?
Right.
Automatic.
Yes.
Your heart beats automatic. Some things just happen, and we don't think. We don't think every time we have to have our heartbeat.
Breathe.
Oh, yeah. Breathe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Breathe,
or think.
Your heartbeat. Also, somewhat your temperature control. Somewhat.
Yeah.
Are all autonomic, automatically controlled by the nervous system, and it takes a lot to learn how to control that. And with a lot of biofeedback, sometimes people do get some hold over it.
Remember this story a couple of weeks ago, Richie, about that, I guess as a kid who was wearing cat ears, and she would think about the cat ears, and the cat ears would move?
No.
Oh, you don't remember that?
No, that's freaky.
Oh, no, check it out, DougStefan.com. You remember that, Ken? Do you remember seeing that story? By chance?
This must have been one of the days I was gone there.
Yeah, I think it was the day you were gone. Yeah, she just thinks somehow or other, and maybe this goes back to what Uri says about using the mind and the control that you have over more things than you think you have control over. Is that a bad sentence?
Exactly. That's a good way of putting it. And you can learn how to do this. I wouldn't recommend this for most of us, but some can.
Earlier today, we were talking about gossip and all of the things that are attached to it. You have maintained, and actually that's another story at DougStefan.com today, about gossip being good for you, for us, for one. How could that be?
Well, this was actually published in a very legitimate scientific journal, Science, which is considered the premier journal, that gossip might serve a useful function. And what these medical scientists have discovered is, and it seems a bit, Rich is going to give me a big duh, but this, what they publish in the medical journal Science, the premier scientific journal in the world, is that it helps identify those people who we need to be concerned about, who are not going to be our friends.
For example, you mean your mother-in-law?
Whoever we know, that we're able to tell those, we have a sense of those who are gossiping against us, and this creates in our own mind awareness of those who are not our friends.
Yeah. There's also, I remember last week or whenever it was, and I don't remember talking to you about this, I swear sometimes too much. Or, I mean, the words... whatever they are, I'm offended by God and damn going together, so I don't use that. I think that is horrible blasphemy. That's just my own thing about God. But some of the other words that are used, which have only become societal no-nos because of how people have interpreted the so-called seven words that George Carlin suggested in one fell swoop.
Right, it should not go on the radio.
That's what I said. But when people swear... I yesterday, for example, dropped a rock on my foot.
It's a stress relief.
And I yelled,
Well, that's good for you. That has been shown to be good
How?
For you.
What does that do?
It releases
Explain
stress.
It, will you please?
Stress is no good for the body, and it releases it.
So by saying,
yes,
Richie, you...
Don't do it on the radio, but it is.
You must be the most stress-free person I ever know, the way you yell at me sometimes.
All right, that's a point, Rich. Thank you.
Yeah,
made.
You
point.
Don't hold anything in. You get it all
I
out.
I do not
so,
hold
yeah.
much in. No, you're right about that. I don't.
That's healthy.
Find it good. Okay, so that's why I'm going to live to be 100, Ken.
Can I mention the medical story, I think, of the morning?
Please, yes, after all of this, yes, please.
This is out of the medical journal Fertility and Sterility this week, that irregular periods in teens is linked to health risks. We know adults who have irregular periods, these women are more prone to heart disease and diabetes, but the news is this also adheres to our teenagers. So teenagers with irregular periods are more likely to be obese and need to have their glucose, their serum sugar checked, and also look at their risk factors for heart disease more aggressively.
Really? Where'd that come from?
The medical journal Fertility and Sterility this morning.
Fertility and Sterility. The World Health Organization declared smallpox eradicated in 1979. Is it still eradicated? I just saw this. This is the anniversary of 1979 of health. The World Health Organization saying smallpox. I can't tell you that I remember hearing about smallpox.
The reason why this is a story is because in a few labs in the world, there still are some of these viruses. And the question is, should we get rid of all
of
that?
Yes, right. It's now 50 minutes after the hour. Time to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com. Get your free sample of Salon Pause. You've heard us talking about it. Check it out. Get a free patch at drkenshow.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Denise Williams from the movie Footloose. Let's hear it for the boy, hear it for my baby. This was the second song from that movie, hit number one, and it did it during this week in 1984. Wow, isn't that 27 years ago? 27 years ago. It seems almost impossible, Chuck Curry. This song been around that long, and the movie Footloose been around that long, too. Good movie. Holds up, doesn't it, today still?
I think it does. I think, yeah, Kevin Bacon truly was, became a star in that movie. And yeah. The remake will be out, I believe, this August.
Yeah, no, any cameo from Kevin Bacon in it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, see, they always ruin this.
Chucker, what's the last, I'm thinking back to The Big Chill, and I'm thinking back to this and a couple other movies, you back in the 80s and 90s and before, and big soundtracks. When was the last big hit soundtrack where the soundtrack to the movie was
Bee Gees
as prominent as the movie was?
That's a good question.
Chill.
I would say Footloose and Saturday Night Fever would be probably.
But I mean,
back that long.
Can you think of anything from after 2000? I mean, Chariots of Fire or whatever. You remember a couple of big songs from that had a good soundtrack, and then what's the one with Tom Cruise with the Jets one? Top Gun. That was a big soundtrack.
Yeah.
But I can't think of anything within the last 15 years.
You're probably right. I can't either.
Wow.
Right, so there you go, Richie. You have now figured out that Chucker is not any smarter than you are, and you're not any smarter than me.
I think it's a statement for the movie business.
Yeah. Where's the good music?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good point. All right. The next project for Quentin Tarantino is a spaghetti western. What is it called? Durango? Django? What is that?
Something like that. Yeah, it's. I know he wants Will Smith to headline the film.
Really?
Yeah.
So is this where Quentin Tarantino does all blood and guts stuff, right?
Oh, I'm sure. It'll definitely be rated R.
So does Will Smith want to be attached to something like that?
I think a lot of actors would want to be in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
You think so?
Yeah.
It must feel different when you're doing these movies from how it looks, because you never see any of the most of the blood and gore or the stuff that's done artificially created by the animation people. When they're filming, they have to imagine the stuff is there because they can't see it, right?
It depends on how they do it. The only thing about Will Smith in the Quentin Tarantino movie, he has to take a substantial pay cut because the budgets are not they're not huge.
Not like Katie Couric, who finished working at CBS, going to work for ABC. She went out partying until 4 a.m. She brought a bunch of her staff out, and they partied all night long, which I thought was kind of interesting. All right, Chucker has box office totals from the weekend right after this on Good Day.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Hi, Chucker. How did things do at the box office? I think we had some predictions on Friday. How did they pan out?
I was pretty close. No surprise. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides opened number one spot. Did $90 million. Believe it or not, that was considered a little soft on most expectations. Most analysts had it over $100 million. Although no sweat for Disney, as the film did $346 million worldwide.
What did it cost to produce?
I would assume, I'll guess 175.
And how much does Depp get as he doesn't get a salary, he's getting a piece, right?
No, I think he signed a two-pitcher deal to do two of them, I think $50 million. pretty impressive work.
Nothing wrong with that.
Now, the comedy Bridesmaids appears to be a word-of-mouth hit, dropping just 20% week to week, $21 million to play second, $59 million in 2 weeks of release. The comic book film Thor performed pretty well, 15.5, $145 million in 3 weeks of release. Fast Five plays fourth. It's almost did almost $200 million in business so far in 5 weeks, $186 million, $10 million over the weekend. And the animated film Rio round out the top five, 4.6.
All right, hardly much business there. That's the story in a nutshell from one of our favorite nuts, Chuck Curry, Movie Moments collaborator here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.